you know, somebody made a comment about my next recording, which verified that I need to record this, you know. Because the Bible says there's no temptation but such as common to man. So everything that you're going through, somebody else is either going through, has already been through, or is going to go through. Just like he says in 1 Corinthians 10, he said, the things that they went through in the past are for your admonition. So we have the power to beat this hive. That's why we're still here. The rapture hasn't taken place yet, so we're still here to resist the hive until he who let it be taken out of the way. We are the resistance of the hive. Just like Noah, God didn't judge the world till Noah was called out of it through the ark. Lot, God did not judge Sodom and Gomorrah until Lot was pulled out of it. Notice when Lot was pulled out of Sodom and Gomorrah, his two daughters were so brainwashed by the corruption of Sodom and Gomorrah that they had sex with their daddy, not even knowing that there's another city over here that they could have found a husband with, you know. Long story short, everything that you go through has already been happening a million times. If you read Romans 8:1, it says, there's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, right? So, and if you have the Spirit of God it living in you, then you're after the Spirit. Now, some people are carnal Christians, and all they think about is the flesh, even though they're saved as by fire. But God scourges every son he receives, so they will be spanked, so you don't have to be worried about them. God scourges every son. If they're saved, he's going to scourge them. You can help them. Galatians 6:1, you can help them, but they might pull you down with them. So anyhow, I was thinking about the hive mind and stuff that's the hive. So we still have hive application. The hive is an app. It's like an application. Laziness is the hive. Procrastination's the hive. We've all done it. We all do it pretty much all the time, but we have to die to it daily. Bitterness is the hive. Unforgiveness is the hive. Living in the past is the hive mind. The hive is the old Adamic nature. It's the flesh mind. It's the narcissistic Jezebel spirit of the hive. Now, beating ourselves up, greediness is the hive. Greediness is the hive. It's the old Adam. There's no reason to be greedy because God is unlimited. Think about it. God wants you to have stuff flow through you. God wants you to have stuff flow through you. So my thought was, I'm going to talk about some of the hive mind, not attributes, but the hive mind common things, and try to hit the hive mind with some truth to set the captives free. And so, as soon as I was thinking that, before I could even do the video, because I'm on the way to work and I'm doing the video, somebody made a comment about procrastination. We all deal with it. And there's no reason to beat yourself up. Just recognize what it is. It's not really who you are. You're seated in the heaven. It's not your identity. Now, sometimes procrastination is not really procrastination. It's just resting. God doesn't want you to be a workaholic. There's two extremes. There's extreme to the left, procrastination. There's extreme to the right, workaholic. God wants you to balance. So what I do, I caught myself in procrastination. So I said, okay, how could I fix that? Like cleaning your toilet. Okay, so I put off cleaning my toilet. I thought, how can I fix that? You know, scrubbing the toilet is ridiculous. It's just totally ridiculous. If I got married again, so she could, the agreement was she would be cleaning the toilet. She wouldn't like that, I'm sure. But procrastination is not really who we are. It's the old Adam. And sometimes procrastination is not even procrastination. Sometimes just resting. But the world has tried to beat us up so bad that if you want to spend time with God, you're procrastinating. And sometimes you have too many things. You have to do one, you know. If I made a list of all things I got to get done, I'd have about a 200 things on one sheet of paper. Paint a room, fix the porch, dig a ditch, do this, learn to paint, do this. I would have 200 things that I've been putting off, you know. So the secret is, make a list, do one at a time. If you do one at a time, you're not procrastinating. You just hadn't got to it yet. And also, one of the things you can do is do a reward system. If you get one item done, go get you a milkshake. Make a reward system. I'm not gonna enjoy a banana milkshake unless I get this done. I'm not going to sit down on the couch until I get this done. And so when you get that one item done, go sit down on the couch and watch a movie or something. Go watch some TV shows. If you know that, I'm not saying be a hive mind TV hive mind, because the TV is the hive, but let's say you cut off all noise and all TV and all that, but you know a movie that you want to watch. You got to watch this movie, but you got to get this done. So before you clean your toilet, before you watch the movie, you say, all right, I need to clean the toilet. So you reward yourself. Each item on your list, you reward yourself. If I clean the toilet, then I'll watch the movie. If I wash my dishes, then I'll listen to this song. If I walk around the block or ride a bicycle 5 miles, then I'll drink a milkshake or whatever it is. Do a reward. And some of these items, God has not put them on your list. A lot of times, our society's when my washing machine broke and my dryer broke, I didn't buy one for 7 years. I washed my clothes by hand. That was ridiculous. It was stupid, because I found out you can buy one of these little small washers for like $150, and you can just hang your clothes up. But anyway, I wasn't thinking right, washing my clothes by hand. But I went down to the basics. So a lot of things our society says you need to do, you don't really need to do. God is not expecting you to keep up with the Joneses. Keeping up with the Joneses is a hive mind. The honey-do list is a hive mind. Break your life down into the basics. Look at watch some videos about bushcraft. Watch some videos about these people who live in a camper, you know? They live in a camper. Reduce your life down to the basics, the minimum, and see what happens. And spend some more time praying, reading your Bible, or whatever. Friday, I went to sleep at 9 o'clock. P.M. or something like that, 12 or 3 in the morning. I don't remember what it was. But I slept 18 hours. Now, did I feel guilty? No. Did I feel guilty? No. Because I needed to rest. Sometimes you need to rest to heal the body. Saturday, I slept the whole day into the next day, Sunday. I might have woke up and checked the phone or something, but I went right back to sleep. You know, I would wake up for 30 minutes, hour, went right. I slept the whole day Saturday. The whole day, 24 hours. It was 24 hours, so I slept more than 20. I slept like 24 hours. I thought it was 18. It was 24 hours, because I went through the whole. It was actually more than a day. So what? I don't know. I didn't really plan on that. I thought, I'm just tired. I'm just tired. So I had to. I thought, well, do I have the coronavirus? Because I was like, why am I so tired, you know? So I just slept until I wasn't tired anymore. And I got up, drove, did some Uber, did some stuff, uploaded videos. Boom. I had a video that I had worked on, and I don't know if I got up on that day and just uploaded that video, or I waited till I got up. I can't remember, but I know I slept through the whole day Saturday. That's all I did, all day Saturday, the whole day. Next thing I know, I wake up and it's Sunday. I go to sleep on a Friday, and I wake up on a Sunday. Do I feel guilty about that? No. Have I got a lot more done? Yes. You know what happened Sunday? That's what it was. I woke up, and on Sunday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up. I said, I'm going to do some Uber and see how much I make. So then I started a pattern. So Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, which is today, I've been getting up at 4 or 5 in the morning and driving before I go to work. And so I'm making 30, 40, 50 a day before I even go into my job. And so this morning I thought, I really don't want to drive. I want to sleep. And then I told myself, how much freedom do I want? Do I want to stay a slave? How much free do I really want to be? How free do I really want to be? So I got up at 5. It was at 4. The alarm went off at 4. I procrastinated till 5. I got up. Didn't even take, just did some Uber runs. Went back to the house. Made about $40 this morning. Went back to the house. Went to Chick-fil-A, ate my lunch, ate my breakfast, took a shower, and now I'm almost at work. So my point is, I was thinking about this video today and somebody made a comment. There's therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. You don't have to keep up with the Joneses, but you can go to the extreme left or right, procrastination / workaholic, and both of them are wrong. And so you know what you need to do to maintain, but you don't have to kill yourself to keep up with the Joneses, because that's a hive mind thing. So I was going to do a series on stuff that's the hive mind, like greed, because we know Galatians 5:19, 20, 21 is the hive mind. It's the flesh mind. And so the flesh mind is nothing but sin. And so there's a lot of things that are the hive mind, like procrastination or like workaholics. Those both extremes of the hive mind of our old Adam. And so we deal with the flesh versus the spirit every day. So let's say you have an issue. You speak the truth to yourself. You speak the truth to your soul. You speak the truth to yourself, and you ask God to help you. Because Jesus is a Savior today, yesterday, forever, and He ever lives to make intercession for the saints. And so there's therefore now no condemnation. His mercies are new every morning. So if you beat yourself up, that's pride. If you beat yourself up, it's pride. Just say, Lord, help me do better tomorrow.